Good morning. It's 7:35 a.m. on Friday, December the 21st, 2018. It's the winter solstice, the exact astronomical moment happens sometime this afternoon. Just dropped my glove. It's cold this morning. Being out before dawn does that. I wanted to get a picture of sunrise, but unfortunately the clouds blocked the sun. The morning picture, the tree picture this morning, actually showed a much prettier sky. And even then it was on its way out. The whole entire sky was that color. All the clouds were that color. The sky, of course, is blue. By the time I got my boots on and got outside, it was already fading out. Still quite a striking sunrise picture. I'm pretty pleased with it. So, I spent the morning, besides the walking meditation, I'm sort of letting the circumstances of Cape Grace wander through the back of my head. And yesterday I realized that I hadn't done anything to move the darkness paperback forward. Man, I gotta get on that today. So it's almost that time. We're coming up on New Year's. I missed my practice yesterday. Do two sprints before you do anything else. Practice yesterday. I need to get one in before I got sucked into a rabbit hole. Thank you. rabbit holes are terribly attractive to me these days. I'm not exactly sure why, if it's some particular aspect of the season, or if it's just I'm feeling the post-new book letdown. I've done all the promotion of the new release. I think I'm going to. I haven't done a tweet yet. Maybe I'll do a tweet. But yeah, we're pretty much. I've posted on the blog. I've put it out to the email list. I need to do some email list consolidation. This hood back. I realize I'm doing a lot of walking and not doing a lot of talking, but I'm not finding a lot of things that I really care to talk about. The Cape Grace story has taken a bit of a turn in by way of complexity. And I don't know where it's going or how it's going to resolve, which is not a bad thing. It's rare that I do know where it's going to go. The difficulty is that I know where the story has to go, and I don't know how to weave this new complexity into the story. And I realized yesterday, the day before, that one of the things that I had envisioned for this book isn't happening. It's not in it. It isn't there anywhere. Thank you. coming up on me. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk Post. Ah, I had to put my big hood back. It's still cold. It's like low 20s. My nose is cold. My fingers are beginning to warm up. I'm wearing my long johns. I got my undershirt tucked in, so I'm not getting cold blasts of air up under my coat. But it's still cold out here this morning. Oh, that's weird. The metronome shut off for about 4 or 5 paces. So, I need to go back and find... I have about 6 or 8 early drafts of this book. Where I started and threw it out, started over and threw it out, started over and threw it out. The draft I have now, I'm happy with. Except that it's only half the story. I'm missing big pieces. Most notably, I'm missing Sarah's perspective. Because the story is really about how two people see the same circumstance. The same raw facts. But interpret them different ways. So we know Sarah's perspective because she gave us a quick thumbnail, which may or may not have been exactly accurate, even in terms of her own perspective of her own perception. And that perception of her father, of Otto, is not in keeping of the Otto Krug we know from South Coast. So, one of the interesting challenges I've got here is how do I show the erstwhile well-meaning, caring, empathetic shaman. Oh, well, geez, okay, that's... That's a no-brainer. Never mind, Dad. And how do I juxtapose? I was going to say, and how do I juxtapose that against Sarah's perception that she was bullied into being, into getting married to somebody who was less than an ideal mate for anyone. I think I just answered the question. Fellow walker, haven't seen him before. Good morning. Wonder why he's not colder. That guy looked cool, but he didn't look like he'd been out very long either. So, yeah, it's a cold morning. It's mostly cloudy. There's a little bit of sun burning through, finally. Coming up on the gate here. It's funny when I say I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.